With California Ag Today, I'm Tim Hammerich. Shortly after the pandemic hit the U.S., we started hearing reports of meat processors having to reduce capacity. This created a backlog of livestock, sending cattle prices lower while beef prices to the consumer went up. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Nepview says although the processing rebounded quickly, the backlog hasn't yet caught up.
We hear people talk about a V-shaped recovery with the economy. Now, I don't necessarily know if I believe that to be true. There was a V-shaped recovery with processing capacity. So hog and cattle slaughter did recover a lot more quickly than most people were anticipating. So we're operating with cattle 95-ish percent of where we were a year ago capacity-wise. Hog slaughter, we're actually, for the most part, above where we were a year ago. So they've mostly been able to recover and then have spent the summer working through that backlog. So we're still waiting on this Friday's cattle on feed report to really try and get a better estimate of how many animals are still backed up. But, you know, a lot of people think that we're past it, but we're at the tail end of it. Let me put it that way.
Nepview is optimistic about catching up on processing backlog livestock, but is concerned about what an extended recession might do to prices going forward. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is California Ag Today. I'm Tim Hammerich.